Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now, 866-229-3663, or visit online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're ready. We're really ready to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. So that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready here on American Voice Radio Network. Thanks for joining us here on this station. We are going to be talking about how you can diagnose certain things about your health with your walk, your gait. So we're going to look at that, kind of interesting stuff. Also, we're going to get into minerals today, and we'll see how much time we have left over. We might get into some skin problems, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Oh, yeah, we're lifting them up in prayer, and I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are, too. And today's devotional, I'm in, Proverbs today, in this chapter 6. You know, it's always a good idea to know what God likes and doesn't like. If you're going to have a relationship with the Almighty, you better find out what He likes and what He don't like. So if you go there to chapter 6, and if you go down to verse 16, it says, there are six things the Lord hates. Yes, and seven is an abomination to Him. And He lists them. He doesn't like a proud look, a lying tongue, the hands that shed innocent blood, the heart that devises wicked imaginations, and feet that are swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord amongst the brethren. So those are the things the Lord hates. Better avoid those. Oh, yeah, avoid those. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, Legionnaires' bacteria is found at car washes. Do you guys ever wash your cars there? Well, according to two gentlemen in Italy, they got infected with Legionnaires' disease at a car wash, but in separate incidences, individuals were exposed to some contaminated water spray. But experts said these incidences aren't rare. Tom Markin, he's a microbiologist with the United Kingdom, he says that car washes can produce the right size aerosols that can be inhaled into the lungs, causing bacterial infections like pneumonia. So if you're washing your cars, be careful out there. All right, next up in the quack report, California is going to be recycling more of their sewer water into tap water. Yep, water apparently is scarce out there in California. Some municipalities are being piped recycled water, water back into the home, according to some new reports. California State Water Resource Control Board
announced that there's new regulations that allow treated wastewater to be reused as drinking water. So after being used a second time, this recycled water will blend with a wait with other water for a waiting period to be reused a third time. Of course, Marian Bararis of the Water Board says this is all highly treated water, which means it's full of chemicals. And California people are referring to it as toilet-to-tap water. Southern California has been kind of recycling water like this for several years, but this is the first implementation for statewide scale use. So see how that goes. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, a food scientist created a new way to test to see if pesticide residues are on fruits and vegetables. They're using what are known as magnetic nanoparticles. The National University of Singapore has led this research, and they have this new technique that allows them to detect even the tiniest amount of what are called praethoids, which are synthetic particles left by pesticides that are usually applied by the agricultural community on crops. People that ingest a lot of this, eating fruits and vegetables, they think is linked to long-term adverse health problems. So researchers have developed this new technique to test for praethoids coated with magnetic particles that help them identify them and extract them. The technique takes less than 2 hours to detect residues like that. So if you're having, you know, anything tested for herbicides and things like that, what used to take weeks now can take just 2 hours, which is kind of a revolutionary thing in the field of nanoparticles. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about how can your walk, can you diagnose yourself by or someone else by how they walk? Well, let's check this out, you know, because it's kind of interesting how our health is kind of revealed in the ways that really aren't from a diagnostic study, you know, when you go to your doctor and have tests done. So for centuries, there's really been this field of study on how a person walks can say a lot about them, and even about their health. Now, during World War II, American and British spies took classes in observation, and one observation they were taught was how a person walks. And so the gait or the stride of a person walking can be characteristic of an individual, and the military used this as a form of fingerprinting suspects from afar. Now, apparently, the way you walk can say a lot about your health as well, so we're going to check this out. First, we're going to get to this study. Aside from first impressions when you meet someone, what could a person's walk reveal? Well, first impressions are really judging a book by its cover, and, you know, we're told that we shouldn't do that, you know, especially in social settings, but we do it all the time. So the study of body language does reveal what we don't want to reveal or what we're not comfortable communicating just yet. And observation techniques are usually very good at summing up what a person might be like. And in 1966, there was an assessment experiment at a college and was very revealing on what they found out in 1966 at University of Michigan. And I know we're coming up to a break, so when I come back from the break, I will tell all. We'll be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Herb Talk, and we're talking about diagnosing your walk and what it could mean. Well, right before the break, I promised to tell you what they found. 1966. What this was at the University of Michigan is this was an observation technique. And usually, you know, people that can observe somebody, first impressions, they're pretty good at, you know, sizing up someone. So this was an assessment experiment with college students who met for the first time in class to give their first impressions of each other prior to them really being able to interact with each other. So here's what the general findings said. First impressions from classmates tended to align with a person's own self-assessment. End of quote. Well, you know, that's if you got, you know, really good, you have the gift of good judgment. You know, you seem to have that knack. Well, let's look at a little slice of behavior too, because a lot of times, you know, our bodies are screaming at us about, you know, what's important, and we're just ignoring it. Most people may not be aware that their subconscious mind works faster than their conscious mind does, and can actually pick up on behavior and circumstances. For instance, Galvin De Becker, he's a security specialist, and he's also an author of the book, The Gift of Fear. Really great book, by the way, if you want to read that. He notes that we often see things or hear things, and then we will discount this vital information when we really shouldn't. So he counseled a young woman who was attacked by a serial rapist and murderer, but she was able to escape. You can read all the details in his book, but during the interview, she revealed a vital piece of subconscious information that could have prevented her attack, but she was too polite to a perfect stranger, and this was her mistake. Her apartment building had an exterior door that had a breezeway where you would use a key to enter the building through the second door. So after entering through the second door, there was a staircase that would lead to the other floors and apartments. So after climbing the first flight of stairs, she drops a can of cat food from her grocery bag, and when she turned to retrieve it, a young man appears and is standing on the stairs holding the can. He offers to help her, you know, carry her bags, and she's immediately on alert. She's alarmed, but she didn't know why. So in the interview, she learned why alarms went off in her head. The subconscious mind was not busy talking with this very charismatic young man, Her subconscious mind wasn't busy trying to balance on the staircase while holding several grocery bags, and her subconscious mind wasn't fumbling for her apartment key. Her subconscious mind said, "I did not hear this man come through the second door," which means he was hiding under the staircase. So here are some of DeBecker's snippets of advice for staying safe out there. He says, "Most men fear getting laughed at or humiliated by a romantic prospect, while most women fear rape and death." He says, "Intuition is always right in at least two important ways. It always is in response to something, and it always has your best interest at heart." He says, "When approached by a stranger, no matter how engaging he may be, you must never lose sight of the context. He is a stranger, and he approached you." And lastly, he says, "I encourage people to remember that the word no is a complete sentence. No is a word that must never be negotiated, because the person who chooses not to hear it is trying to control you. Declining to hear no is a signal that someone is either seeking control or refusing to relinquish it." All great stuff. You know, I personally have found that controlling individuals have personality disorders, or at the very least are also narcissists. So there are lots of books out there by experts in neuroscience and cognitive science and psychology, but DeBecker's books, I find, are what I call experienced accurate. So never discount or rationalize away the warnings of your subconscious mind, or as DeBecker calls it, your intuition. All right, let's get back to the study. During World War II, when the spies were analyzing an enemy's walk through binoculars, one health expert was also studying the walk of people in different cultures. So in Africa, he reported that people there have a smooth glide to their walk, and the British have a more rigid, fast pace to their walk. He concluded that bowel function influences our gait and the way we walk. So in Africa, the culture there is such that people have 2 to 3 bowel movements daily, whereas in the UK, the culture is different and bowel function is less frequent. One culture had more fiber, and the other one is known for their tea and scones. Yeah, that processed flour can really slow down a bowel. All right, let's look at walking. Another study in 2017 in June. This study was done by the American Geriatric Society. And they were looking at the walk of older people. And more importantly, they compared these people to those who were taking 5 or more prescribed medications. So when we can't walk well and confidently, we are prone to falls and injuries. And records show that the elderly often meet their early demise from a bad fall. So when I was a young mother-to-be, my grandmother took me shopping for a baby stroller. I should have stayed next to her, but, you know, I kind of went ahead. I was all excited, went to the baby aisle. And this was at a local department store. So when she didn't catch up with me, I went looking for her. And you can imagine the distress seeing her lying on the floor after she tripped over a display that was improperly marked. So she couldn't determine between the floor and the display. She just didn't know the display was there. So what was supposed to be like this happy afternoon of shopping turned into a trip to the emergency room and hip surgery. Now, my grandmother at the time was on prescribed heart medicines, and she was in her 70s. So what can this study reveal about medications and the elderly? You know, what are we talking about here? What they're taking? You know, what are they taking, the medications? Well, the term polypharmacy has kind of been described as unnecessarily prescribing too many medications for those over 50 years of age. It also refers to multiple medications not interacting well together, causing harm. So the research on this was published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. And have you noticed that when good research reveals some truth, it's really not acted upon much within medicine? It's just not. And this is because drug companies rule in the industry. And put another way, they own your doctor, basically. Well, let's look at your independence at stake, because since creation, the ability to walk and be mobile is a sign of our independence. It's a sign of our health and vitality. And I can remember growing up in the 60s seeing elderly people walking everywhere and riding bikes. I hardly see this today. So the medical establishment knows that some drugs can slow down or hamper the ability to walk. So if you have this study that plainly states that the more drugs the elderly are put on, the mortality rate increases, however, the status quo is maintained. They don't change anything. And this tells you that healthcare, for the most part, is focused on profits. So the other aspect is that the elderly may not be willing to part with their prescriptions, and they're tending to mix them with over-the-counter products and even supplements, and this is never a good idea to mix. Well, let's look at the measurement. In the study, they measured the walking speed of about 500 elderly participating in the study and those who were taking a minimum of 5 prescribed drugs. None of the participants used any walking aids, canes, or walkers or anything like that. So the study was also determining how the drugs affected the central nervous system, slowing down the walking. So all of the participants had, you know, good mental health, and they were mobile at the start of the study. And after a year, they went through this follow-up assessment. And like at the beginning, they were asked to take a walk 20 feet away, and they had their speed measured, their gait, their stride was assessed. And what they learned was 34% of the group were taking 5 prescribed drugs, and 10% were taking 8 or more prescribed drugs. And most of the participants were in their 70s. And this is what the study summed up saying. Participants were more likely to fall or have other cognitive issues. Participants on 5 prescribed medications developed a slower walking speed compared to those not on medications in the same age group. They said those taking 8 medications or more had slower walking and talking speeds. They had difficulty doing both at the same time. And also, taking many prescribed medications may provide a negative overall well-being, is what they concluded. So a majority of the people are in this planet, they're going to become victims of polypharmacy if they are not educating themselves on safer alternatives that are available to them. That's right. It's all about, you know, being smart, taking the time to evaluate things, because you can't be too careful. I don't care what it is, prescription drugs, over-the-counter products, supplements, you got to check them out. And you got to do your due diligence, because this is your health we're talking about. This is you. Nobody's going to care more than you about your health. So you got to be proactive out there. I can see we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more health news. Be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Bust it.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about, you know, how your stride, your gait can reveal some personality or even health problems that you may be having, and typically the bowel can affect that, and so can medications. You know, unhealthy bowel and taking too many prescribed medications can affect the way you walk, affect your balance, affect even your cognitive well-being. Now, our health can be complex or simple. And we tend to make healthcare complex. So there is this two-step method. Usually, you know, it's used globally. It's been used for centuries, and it can help deter many health conditions and the need for prescribed drugs. Now, first, it's real important to work with your body's metabolism when you want to make health improvements. Forcing or working against the metabolism is only going to create more health problems, and it's not going to resolve the source of the problem. Because I like to cleanse the system of toxins and then infuse it with organic whole food nutrients. This way, you remove the cellular blockage that hinders regeneration, and then you deliver the nutrients the cells need to function properly. So if you want to learn how you can do that and accomplish that, not complicated, call Apothecary Herbs. They have these organ cleanses and their body foundation food mix, and you'll be amazed what you can accomplish when you work with your metabolism and remove the toxic stumbling blocks. So the organ cleanses can remove pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, pesticides, herbicides. So call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because it puts power back in your hands. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, so we got time. We're going to switch gears over to the minerals because we're so deficient in minerals. If you missed the show that I did on how the Monsanto Roundup glyphosate is, it blocks the nutrition going to weeds, but also blocks the nutrition that can go to crops, and that's why we have 50% less mineral content than we did 50 years ago. So let's look at some mineral elements, because everyone has heard about how important vitamins are and minerals are for health. And we generally forget that these nutrients, what they can do for us. So you want to remember that these trace elements can actually help prevent or even reverse disease. So these vital nutrients help the body not only function, but also purify itself and cleanse toxins. So if you're not getting the right nutrition, your detox mechanisms are not working. So that's why we're having to use herbal cleanses to help jumpstart that process. So modern science has really identified 60 different minerals in the human body. 21 of them are listed as very essential for good health. Now, one thing's for sure, minerals regulate body processes and help build tissue. So your trace minerals are collected by your body in small amounts, and they account for about 4% of your body weight. The other 96% is really carbohydrates, fat, and protein, which, you know, include things like oxygen and hydrogen and carbon and nitrogen. So when all these fluids are taken away, our bodies just consist of about 5 pounds of minerals, and half of this is calcium, and 25% is phosphorus, the two minerals necessary for your bones. Now, nearly all the trace minerals and vitamin nutrition is minimized in food preparation and processing. So that's why you're not getting what you need. So the American diet's always low in calcium, iron, and zinc. Oh, my goodness. So that's bone, muscle, connective tissue, immune system, blood system, so kind of the important things you need. So eating a diet that consists mostly of, let's say, animal foods is really going to make the body more acidic, and you're going to be more prone to disease, and your body will use more mineral nutrition to maintain a normal pH level if you're eating too much animal food. So, and if you're not getting minerals to begin with, you can see you're behind the eight ball. Well, let's talk about boron for a minute. The average daily intake, according to the RDA, is about 0.40 milligrams. Now, prior to 1981, boron was considered unimportant by medical science for human health. They said it's not really important. Sort of like what they say about herbs today. Not important. Not going to help you. Now, since then, studies have shown boron to be essential for normal growth, to help your hormones work, and for healthy bones. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. There was a study at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they found that within 8 days of receiving 3 milligrams of boron, postmenopausal women had reduced their loss of calcium and magnesium by 40%. So, however, science really hasn't been in a real big hurry to list the recommended daily allowances of boron or really any mineral nutrition to prevent you from seeing them. Because, you know, disease is their business. So if they get rid of disease, they're out of business. So you don't want to neglect boron. It's really essential to maintain normal estrogen and testosterone levels. And that's what we're seeing both in men and women. Men have the low T, women have the estrogen imbalance, and so we're in a big pickle. And when you look at creating strong bones, we always think, what, calcium, cow's milk, yogurt, cheese, and all that. But that doesn't have your boron there. And your body needs boron and magnesium to uptake the calcium. So without those other minerals with it, you're just not getting your calcium. All right, what happens if you have a boron deficiency? Let's say you just think you have one. Well, if you did, you're going to have the following health problems. Insomnia, muscle cramps, bone pain, backache, arthritis, fatigue, migraine headaches, nervousness, fluid retention, depression, menopausal symptoms, PMS, and other menstrual problems. So some of the foods and herbs that we're going to have some whole food nutritional elements of boron are sardines, salmon, dark leafy vegetables, organically grown, sesame seeds, valerian root herb, white oak bark, kelp, nettle leaf, and thyme herb, all going to have your essential whole food organic boron there, all perfectly chemically balanced. God did that. Well, let's look at calcium. Now, according to RDA, 1,200 milligrams of calcium is really required. Average daily intake is 743 milligrams. But a majority of calcium is really is going to be in your bones. It's only the majority of your calcium in your bones is about 1%. You probably thought it was probably almost 100%, right? Right. Well, your calcium is used in other areas. Like I mentioned, muscle, connective tissues like tendons, ligaments, your joints, skin, your collagen, and your immune system uses calcium. So only 1% really is going strictly to bone health, which should tell you something. And so everybody's walking around with these milk mustaches and they got brittle bones because they're not getting the right kind of calcium. All right, so actually any organ that exhibits movement in order to function is going to require calcium. Now, crime scene labs across the world have no DNA, RNA, or mitochondria to test if it weren't for calcium. Calcium is essential for them running their tests. So calcium contributes to a protein in the genetic structure of the cells. And calcium helps reduce the symptoms of things like PMS and also protects you against colon cancer. So other body, the other things in the body constantly adjust for levels of calcium. Your blood system has calcium in it as well as your bones. So there's this, if you have low calcium in the blood, it often will take more calcium from the bone to make up for it. So your body is going to need calcium for bones, your teeth, your nails, your blood, your skin, your hair, your heart muscle, your immune system, all the soft tissues that connect you together, that hold you upright so you don't fall down like, you know, you're melting. Got to have calcium. So calcium is used to help form bone and your teeth formation, but it's also known to help your blood to clot appropriately. Okay, there is a protein in your blood that is responsible for appropriate clots. You know, if you cut your finger, you clot. You know, but it doesn't promote stroke-like clots. That's abnormal clotting. So fibrinogen is the protein in your blood that regulates clotting, and you got to have calcium to have that working. So a lot of times when we have health problems like stroke risk by blood clot, it's diet. It's diet-driven. And what do people do? They go out and they get on Coumadin or Werifin instead. All right, so what if you had a calcium deficiency? Well, research has identified you'll have blood pressure is going to be affected because you have an imbalance of calcium and magnesium. Other health problems that could occur are heart palpitations, osteoporosis, of course, arthritis, rheumatism, backache, finger tremors, premature aging, insomnia, muscle cramps, of course, nervousness, arm or leg numbness, and, of course, tooth decay. So we tend to make health complex, but it's not complex. It's simple. It's just we've gotten away from the basics. We've gotten away from healthy living and healthy foods. And so we've got chemicals on everything. We've got synthetics in our bodies. We've got all kind of abuses going on, and the body is telling you it's abused. So some of the herbs that you're going to find with natural, organic, whole food calcium with the boron and magnesium in the right ratio for uptake, you're going to find that, of course, in spinach, your turnip greens, tofu, pinto beans, beet greens, anchovies, horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia herb, senna leaf, plantain herb, barberry bark, hawthorn berries, and demania leaf. Now, remember, you're going to need that balance. And whenever you look at your fresh fruits and vegetables, oranges and green leafy vegetables, and, of course, your herbs I just mentioned, you always see your calcium with two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And it's there every time. So if you need calcium, that's what the body prefers. And God did that. So he gets the credit all the time, every day. And we got to applaud him for that. Just recognize his superior chemistry and you'll get your calcium. Absolutely. Also, calcium formula is available at thepowerherbs.com. It's a liquid herb-based organic formula. Got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You're out of sight. Yeah, all right. Getting retro, Frank. Like that. All right, we're talking about getting some minerals, getting healthy, getting off medications that we don't need, getting rid of that polypharmacy risk so we can walk well and not fall. So right now we're going to be talking about iodine. We talked about calcium, how important it was to get plant-based calcium. Totally different animal than animal calcium. And iodine, recommended daily allowance is 150 mcgs, but most people get 250. Okay, so iodine may not seem important, but if you want your thyroid to make hormones and supply the cells with energy and have good sleeping and breathing during sleep and some other things, you're going to need some straight-up organic iodine because that feeds your thyroid gland. So without natural iodine, the thyroid will swell, and we call it a goiter. And we have about 200 million worldwide with sick thyroid glands. Majority of it is from a lack of real natural iodine. In 1924, it was reported that Michigan had 47% of the people with goiters. They were relying on iodine that was put into their salt instead of relying on natural iodine from food sources. So your body uses natural iodine to provide things like healthy hair and nails, skin, teeth, vision, eyes, healthy sleep, neurotransmitters, how you burn healthy fat in your body to maintain a healthy weight. So your thyroid's kind of important, and science hasn't really learned all of the important complex functions the thyroid offers the body yet. Okay, so how do you identify an iodine deficiency? Well, you could have really dry hair. Of course, we mentioned the goiter on your thyroid. Also, can retard growth. So kids need natural iodine. People can be irritable or nervous. You can develop arterial sclerosis or have obesity and low IQ if you're not getting enough iodine. And today, we're not getting enough iodine in the crops with all the glyphosate on it. And salt refineries are not mandated to put iodine back into the salt after they extract all the 84 microminerals out of it. They make more money selling the minerals to other industries. And what you get is a devitalized, worthless salt that doesn't give you any electrolyte support at all, and does create the hypertension problem. So no wonder people have thyroid issues. They're not getting iodine. Let's look at some foods that will have iodine. You'll find natural iodine in kelp and seafood, egg yolks, citrus fruits, garlic, and of course your sun-dried Celtic sea salt, which hasn't been stripped of its 84 microminerals and does not create a hypertension. Actually, when you get minerals from salt, real straight up salt, sun-dried salt, it is a cardio-friendly element. It doesn't create hypertension. It supports cardio function because electrolytes help the nervous system get a nice steady heartbeat to the heart muscle. It helps strengthen cell walls so they don't collapse and cause problems. It keeps arteries and veins nice and flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid and attract plaque.
And so salt's kind of important. It's kind of a mainstay, and we gotten away from that. We substituted it with a piece of you-know-what that we got on the shelves at most stores now. So if you want a sun-dried salt, and it's got to be ocean salt, can't be a mine salt. Mine salts, I know people are into the Himalayan thing, the pink salts, but you can get shale in with those, and that can clog kidneys. So I prefer to stay with the ocean salt because when they analyze fluids in the body, especially amniotic fluid that a baby floats around in the womb, it's identical to ocean water. So we need to replenish that. One of the places that still harvests the salt ancient way, 2,000 years ago, is France. Along the coast, they have clay and sand salt flats, so it's the proper evaporation of the water, and they pile up the salt. It's beautiful. It's anybody with a thyroid problem, they taste the salt, they love it, they crave it, because it's got iodine in it. Okay, so the other element that's natural that will have the highest concentration of iodine other than your salt is going to be black walnut. Black walnut will have more iodine than the salt will. And so if we're really deficient in iodine, and we need to protect our thyroid, then black walnut is what I would do. All right, iron's next up on the list. Most people get about 10 milligrams of iron. Recommended daily allowance is 15. But iron helps the blood to transport oxygen, through the body. So if you don't have enough iron, the blood's not holding on to oxygen well. Without natural iron, the blood can't hold and carry the nutrients and the oxygen that your heart, your lungs, your brain, your muscles, everything you need. Now, women are usually 50% iron deficient due to reproductive system reasons. And the ancient Greeks knew that without iron-rich foods in the diet, a person would have difficulty sitting still. Have you ever seen kids today? They can't stay still. It drives you crazy. They call it akathisia over there in Greek. In other words, it's known as restless leg syndrome too. You ever see that? The Royal Liverpool University Geriatric Medicine Department did a study on restless leg, and they found that patients had a really low level of iron. So when you give them iron, it improves the condition. It's best to get natural iron in your foods. I know a lot of people run to the store and they'll get a bottle of what's called ferrous sulfate, and that's iron. It's an isolated synthetic version. But it's really best to get your natural iron in foods, and you won't have to take mega amounts of it. So you don't have to overcompensate when you get whole food nutrition. Got to get it in organic form because that means it doesn't have glyphosate on it. So too much iron, though, could make you vulnerable to bacterial and viral infections. So when you eat it in a natural form, you know you're not overdoing it. Also, infants do not require iron supplements because of mother's milk. It already has the iron there, or should. Also, their digestive tracts. They use the lactic acid and the bacteria to digest the milk. So, you don't need to get iron supplements to infants, okay? Baby formula that's fortified with iron tends to cause a lot of bloating and gas for the kids, gives them colic because, again, it's not an organic form of iron. It's a synthetic, isolated form. So what happens if you have low deficiency in iron? What may you experience? Well, you can have weak bones and nails and brittle hair and weak teeth, they can break. Also, you would be more susceptible to alcoholism and colitis and anemia. Also, you'd be fatigued and have menstrual problems as well as low immune system, and you'd be very, very sensitive and vulnerable to stress. Now, foods, they're going to have your natural iron, bananas, get organic ones, blackstrap molasses, preferably not the desulfured kind, and whole grains, walnuts, lentils, red meat, and beetroot. Beetroot, oh my Lord, beetroot's got so many minerals in it, and iron's one of them. If you have anemia, instead of a blood transfusion, juice some beets, raw beets, and drink it. It's like, a blood transfusion naturally overnight in 24 hours. It's an amazing thing. So, you have lots of variety there. Zinc is on the list. Average intake, 8 milligrams, but we should get 15 according to the RDA. It's everywhere in your body. Zinc is a required nutrient. There's really not one cell in the body that doesn't require zinc. There's zinc in every cell in your body. Your cells need the zinc to produce enzymes, to balance hormones, and also to promote cell growth and regeneration. So this mineral, very high in demand in the body, body's got to have it, because of a lot of functions and of it, the support function it offers. So zinc helps strengthen your cells, supports your immune system, and it's really essential during pregnancy for expected mothers to prevent premature birth. Now, for men, zinc is going to be your best friend. It's important for male hormones and sperm formation. Teenagers that have a lot of acne problems are going to benefit from eating foods that contain natural zinc in them. So the system of the human body that requires zinc, the systems are your brain, your heart, your prostate, your all your glands, your digestive system, your blood system with hemoglobin, and also your reproductive system. So it's kind of important to have zinc. If you're deficient in zinc, you're going to have a loss of taste, fatigue, poor appetite, slow growth, sterility, and wounds that are slow to heal. And without zinc, you're going to be more susceptible to alcoholism, Alzheimer's, arteriosclerosis, cirrhosis of the liver, arthritis, osteoporosis, diabetes, high cholesterol, and even baldness if you don't have zinc. Now, foods that are going to have zinc, or natural zinc, are going to be kelp, alfalfa, apples, beets, onions, and almonds. So check it out. So if you're looking for a nutritional supplement that kind of fits the bill and kind of broad spectrum, check out the Body Food Mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have beetroot in it. It's powdered, organic. You throw it in juice or water or a smoothie, and you're done. You'll have zinc in there. You'll have calcium, boron, magnesium, iron, iodine, all the things that you need, the body is craving for, screaming for right now. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is their web address. And if you're on the web, do sign up for the free online newsletters under Books and Newsletters. Just click on that tab and sign up for free. There's no subscription, and you'll get healthy, great information, natural sources of nutrition that you need. And you can apply each and every week, and you have to have email, though, to get it. I don't know how many times people call me. They think it's something you put in the regular mail, and I have to tell them, nope, got to have an email account. And you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, if you do have email and you want to sign up over the phone, you can do that too, and we just add you to the list, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So there's a bounty of minerals out there. You just have to know where to harvest them. Folks at Apothecary Herbs will educate you on that. I'm just about out of time, so I hope I was informative and entertaining. And we'll be back on Thursday. Hope you can join us then. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.